All right, we're right here with Corrupt and Problem. What's going on with y'all? For those that don't know, you know, give us a quick rundown of how you two hooked up together.
Would you like to do the honors, Corrupt? we basically, T-Mac put it all together, man. We just started working together with our terrorists. And, just started making records together, man. You know what I mean? It's just natural. Yeah. Formed a real bond, man. He's really, really like, mentored me through the game for the last year, basically. Gotta do it.
So last year, you put out a track called All Night. That was supposed to be like the first track from the group, Terrorist, Corrupt, and Problem. Is that something that's still in the works?
Gotta be. It has to be, man. Like I said, that's what the folks want to hear, I think. You know, our whole thing right now is, you know, we all got so many different big things cracking right now. You know, Problems just got this solo situation so in motion right now. And, well, with, you know, his production and his mixtapes he's putting out there. And me, myself, with this new Dog Pound album and these films that I've been knocking out. So it's like, you know, we decided that, you know what, the main thing before we even can concentrate on the group is to get these certain things that we got inside us right now that we need to get out. Like, Problems have to get this out right now for his solo situation. So we all in support of that. Cuz got something to get out, something he want people to hear from him personally. And you know me, I'm pushing this Dog Pound line right now. Me and Dad's got something we pushing right now. So, you know, rather than just concentrating on one little thing we got together, we figured that it'd be best for us to just, you know, support each other in these solo ventures that we all doing, you know what I mean? And then we're going to come back together, man, and put together that classical record. And plus, it'll make a lot more sense, man. If we can get our way, me and T can get our way halfway to where Corrupt is, it'll just make more sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll just make a lot more sense. But definitely the records, we've been cutting. I mean, we always cut, so they're there.
All right, so Problem, tell us about, you know, the deal that you recently signed with Universal Republic. How did that come about?
It came about from the record I'm Toe Up, was spinning. I got out here and got on the grind, started pushing a line on that record. And DJ Sour Milk from Power 106, shout out to Sour Milk, he hits me up and said that Universal Republic, he's him. He was like, who is that kid? Who is he? Got my number, shot to them within 10 minutes. I was actually at Warren G studio when this happened. In 10 minutes, Lisa Applegate, she works radio at the company, she hit me. And she forwarded my number to Wendy Goldstein, who's a rep for the company, West Coast rep. She hit me. This was like a 10-minute thing. Then I got off the phone with him to New York. I got a New York number calling me. Imran, my A&R, he called me. A week later, I was in New York. Me, Big D, and Diz, my partners. And then the deal was done.
So, what's the next step for you?
Right now, this I'm Toe Up thing is what's cracking right now. I got the I'm Toe Up 1, the regular version, and I got the I'm Toe Up Part 2, the remix with all the big homies on it. Snoop, Corrupt, DJ Quick, my boy Sully, and my main guy, Terrence Martin. You know what I'm saying? Disco provided the original, so we all here, man. It's all crew. That's what I'm pushing right now. I'm really pushing the line on that, getting added to different stations every day. And I ain't even had my major national release day, so it's really popping. Mixtapes coming, Streets is Mine mixtape, Dylan No Deal 2 mixtape, The Ego Tripping mixtape, DJ Drama Lock, Terrence Martin mixtape, Snoop Dogg mixtape, Drama Tape. We got a lot of things rolling right now, man. It's finna be a problem out here for a long time.
So for somebody who hasn't heard your music, how would you describe your sound?
I'm everything. I'm everything that the music game needs right now. Because you can't put me in one genre. Cause if you want to go to the streets, I done that. I done walked in those shoes. If you want to go to the party, I do that. You don't want to talk about these hoes. I was fucking bitches broke, so I know I got that on line. I want to talk about everything. I don't want to be in no box, man. The big homie told me don't put yourself in a box, so I'm not gonna put myself in a box. I want to talk about everything.
So what's the next project that we gonna hear from you?
Right now, y'all just got The Streets Is Mine.
Yeah, that's the one with DJ Nick Beam, right?
Yeah. The next one will probably be the Deal or No Deal tape. Me and Deal or No Deal 2. I don't know if you remember my first one.
Yeah.
That was a big tape for me.
Yeah, that was the song with Chris Ivory was on there, right?
Yeah, the My Life record.
Yeah.
So, that's next. And that's that right there. If you don't know where I'm at lyrically after that, I'm not even gonna worry about niggas no more. So
tell us about the I'm Toe Up remix. How did that, you know, track come about? How, you know, how was the recording session in the studio with all the guys?
Oh man, we've been around each other for the last 6-7 months because of the Ego Tripper record, man. I got blessed. Snoop Dogg letting me come in there. He gave me the opportunity of a lifetime to be involved with a project of that magnitude, and you know, we all just got close, and we was all talking about it during the time, even before my deal. Like, man, we gonna do this for you, man. Little homie, you gonna get in there, we gonna get it right. So once it made sense, I made them calls, man, and everybody came through, man. I'm excited right now. You can't tell.
now, Corrupt, I know you hear a lot of artists, you know, every day, and you've been in the game for a minute. What made you want to get behind Problem when you heard him?
It wasn't even about artistry.
What was it about?
The homie. Yeah, he just happened to be one of the best. You know, it wasn't even about skills, it wasn't about anything, you know, it was about, this is our family here, man. We have the most complete family, you know, that's what's going to separate us from the rest of these geeks and idiots out there, because we're beyond music, man, and, oh, he's tight, and, oh, he's good. Nobody gives a fuck about that shit over here in this squad here, man. What we care about is seeing somebody longevity-wise make it. The good thing about it is it's just good that everybody do have a talent and a skill of their own. Like, you know, Problem's talent is totally different than Terrace's, which is totally different than mine. He brings something on his own, which, you know, you'll see a lot of camps and everybody just sounds the same. Everybody is the same. Everybody, there's no difference in the different artists that's there. And the one thing about our little squad, man, is everybody brings their own thing to the table. You know what I'm saying? So when I first heard Problem's, I was already rolling with him. For the fact that he was family, but it sure worked out that he did have his own skill and his own certain, you know, thing to bring to the table, you know.
Okay. Now, Problem, as far as your major album goes, do you have, like, a concept for a title for it yet?
I'm going between titles right now. I'm thinking I was going to call it POP, the Position of Power, because I feel like us artists, you know what I'm saying? I've been wanting to say something to the people for so long, like, and try to touch the masses. So I'm finally in a position of power to really say something and really bring me to the world. And that's big to me. You know what I'm saying? You only get one shot, your first record. So I'm really taking my time on it. So I'm flirting with the pop thing. And then it's just fuck everybody else. Because, like, what are you going to do, pop, all of this? You know how motherfuckers get to talking. So, you know, you gotta fuck with the folks, man.
How was the experience of working on Snoop's Ego Trippin' album?
I can't even, man. That's unexplainable, man. Honestly, it is. You just gotta understand, like, let's picture this. You're sitting in a room with everybody that you admire, that you kind of sculpted your thing around.
Right.
And they're telling you that you're cool enough to hang. Like, just like, that shit is crazy. Every day, I was there before everybody, every day. Basically, no problem, already up there. You didn't gotta call him. It was just like, let's work, man. And plus, but I wasn't there lollygagging either. I felt like this was my shot. This was my shot to be known. And you know what I'm saying? To have a great, give you any type of respect, man, like, that's a big deal to me. These dudes sold millions of records, been all around the world. I'm from Compton, man. I barely just started one in New York.
Watch.
So, you know what I'm saying? That was huge, man. And it was just crazy how all these other projects came and all the guest people that just came by and they were just listening to what we were doing and they was just like, man, y'all motherfuckers over here working. It was crazy, man.
And you recently released a video with Terrace called MySpace Rappers. How did the idea to that song, you know, come to your mind?
So me and him actually were on the we were just in the studio, and we were waiting for, he had to mix a record. So us, well, we don't kill time in the studio. So he made a beat. He made a beat, we started flying, and that's what came out. And then he started, you know, Terrace likes to press play when people are in the room. So the reaction made us say, okay, we got to take this step further. Let's make the video. So we got my boy Hobson, who just recently signed to Rufus. He recorded the video. We shot it at a few different locations. You know what I'm saying? We just go with the flow over here, man. You feel me?
Yeah. How serious would you say is this problem that everybody wants to be a rapper nowadays?
I mean, it's not really serious. I mean, to each his own. So I don't have a problem with nobody getting behind the mic. I got a problem people getting behind the mic and just like, this is the hobby to them. It's fun. It's something for the bitches. Like, I put this in the car when I'm with my girls. It's cool to say that when you're at the studio with a bitch call, like, yeah, I'm at the studio. What you doing? Nah, man. This is my job. I dedicated my life to this shit, man. That's how I feed my kids, so. I don't like nobody playing with it. If you're going to do it, don't play with it. Go full fledged.
All right. Now, Corrupt, you know, I know you got a lot on your plate this year, too, from solos to group albums, but I believe the first thing that we're going to hear is the Gangsta Grillz mixtape with Drama, right?
Right, Dogtown Gangsta Grillz, you know. It's real big, man. Everybody put no stops on this one, man.
Is that all other people's beats or is it also original productions?
Original productions, other people's music that we actually like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I really flipped off on that Kanye West beat, man. Nigga really poured out his heart and soul into that record right there.
Yeah, that was my next question, actually. That on the Half a Mil freestyle of a Kanye's Big Brother beat, you talk about your career from back in the day till now. How important is the feedback from the fans to the way that you record your music?
You know what? I tell you the real. I done seen fans turn into the harshest critics. You know, my thing nowadays is I try not to really tune too in, and it's no disrespect to the fans, but sometimes I think they just feel they're being honest, and this is their honest opinion on what they feel on things. They don't realize how much it affects the artist to hear people who claim to be their fans and say things like they say. But, you know, I guess it's all truth and all, so I really stay away from it. I think if I get the best of my music out nowadays, I spend over 4 to 5 years on strictly listening to what people think, trying to fit a mold that they want, trying to make lyrics that I think they'll like instead of concentrating on myself. So, you know, me personally, I gave all the fans everything possible that I could give them, but I feel that by not paying attention to what they're pretty much saying on these forums and in the internet world and all the rest, the best suits me to give them the best music I can give them. So, you know, I haven't really been paying attention to too much of what people are saying, you know what I'm saying, right now. My focus is just to keep working, you know. Me and DJ Quick is in the studio going bonkers right now, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't let that vibe be brought down from what the person is thinking about any of the music that I'm making nowadays, you know. I can't do it as an artist. I feel like I'm shortchanging the true fans that a nigga has by concentrating more on that. And it's hard, you know, as an artist to not listen to what people are saying about your stuff, man, and it not affect you. It's just very hard because you always want to hear a positive thing, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Now, you just mentioned the collaboration album with DJ Quick. Tell us about that.
You know, man, Quick is going off the border right now, man. This ain't about nothing but some good music, man. Quick is making right here grown folk good music, you know. We like it, man. We touching a lot of bases here. Musically and lyrically. You know, Quick be busting. He always, man, like a nigga that be busting. So, you know, we're just hitting on the real grown folk page, you know, right now, man, Quick, with the records we making. The first two records that we made for it, it's just off the motherfucking meat rack. We got one with problems. This stupid, you know. So
you also mentioned a Pete Rock DPG album. You know, we got the first taste of that collaboration on Yes Sir. How did that song get created?
Well, you know, Pete, I always be communicating with Pete and Premier. You know what I'm saying? And I just really went to New York, chopped it up with Pete and Premier. They gave me some bomb little beats to fuck around with, brought it to the house, and I just laid him out, man. When I came up, when I done Yes Sir, I had Tech touch it. It was really just sitting in my computer, in my brain, in my drive.
And then my nigga Tech, he saw it in there, man. You know, he grabbed it up, threw his little touches to it to make it Trump tight, and, you know, put it all together, and what he came out with was so remarkable. I sent it in to Pete. Pete was like, cool, we're going to touch up a couple things. So I threw it out there just to give them a glimpse of what me and Pete is coming up with inside this little booth thing we got cracking right here. It's a little stupid.
So you said Pete Rock and DJ Premier, and in the last interview I said you're doing a Dog Pound Pete Rock album. Is that just going to be strictly Dog Pound Pete Rock, or is it going to be other people on there too?
So it's going to strictly be like Dog Pound Pete Rock. Dad, you know, Dad and Pete Rock handling the entire production of the entire album. We got this album that I'm going to do with Pete Rock and Premier. Then I got my Corrupt solo album that I'm doing with Bink, and I got another album I'm doing solo-wise with Fred Reck, who's doing the entire production. You know, that's my new thing here, man, is with the producers. You know what I'm saying? I have them do an entire project that they oversee on me. I have, like, four of them in the works right now. You know what I mean? I got one Bink done on me. I got one Fred Reck's working on right now on me. I got one that, like I said, Pete Rock is going to be doing on me, him and Premier. You know what I'm saying? So... And, you know, Bink did Girls All Paws and Trilogy, so you already know what that sound's going to be like.
So,
what Snoopy's doing, Nigarachi Presents, you know, Corrupt the Kingpin, that album, which is basically overseen by Snoop, Teddy Riley, and DJ Quick.
Okay, now let me recap real quick. You said you got one with Fred Reck. I think that one is called History of Violence, right?
Violence, oh boy.
Then one was called G-Boy Status. Which one is that?
G-Boy Status is the one Bink's doing.
Okay. And then you got one with DJ Quick.
And the then one that me and DJ Quick's album that we're going to be dropping.
And then you got the Nigarachi Presents, which is going to be overseen by QDT.
Exactly.
And the Pete Rock Dog Pound. And then another one with Pete Rock and Premier producing the Corrupt solo.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a lot of projects.
Why not? I mean, shit, every other day I'm making one for one of them. I got Fred Reck right now. I got 12 of them with Snoopy and QDT right now. We got 3 of them for me and DJ Quick's record right now. And, you know, it's not impossible. I ain't signed to a motherfucker. I can do what I want.
So you're going to be dropping all these independently?
Definitely not, though. You know, we're going to look for some major situations with these particular projects. You know, the main thing is to have albums. That's the main thing that we're really trying to get here before a nigga even go anywhere to sign or to do any business with anybody. We're just gonna make us a bunch of these albums real quick. I'm dedicating to, you know, get producers entire records. They're dedicating to work with me. You know what I'm saying? Without breaking a nigga pockets or they doing any of that funny shit, they're willing to do these works. You know, and it's really not about a rush. You know what I mean? Because, you know, rap don't really pay me at all. You know, I do movies.
Yeah, so, you know, let's get to the movies real quick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's talk about your movies real quick. What you got going on as far as movies go?
You know, I got 3 of them finna slap them in the face. One, Vice, with Michael Madison and Daryl Hannah. I got another one, Days of Wrath, you know what I'm saying, with the Rick Rosses in it and David Banner. My homegirl Claudia is up in there. Ricardo from Desperate Housewives. I got another one with that's going to be coming out as well called Loaded. You know, I got about 3 or 4 of them going to be hitting the game. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hip-hop is like, you know, it's back to being a hobby to me. It's back to having fun with this shit and not being in a rush. It's not the way I pay my bills, you know what I'm saying? So I'm back to having fun with it. You know, in the meantime, I keep slapping these films up top of their head. I love the film game.
Okay, now as far as your music projects go, which ones are the ones that you think we're going to hear this year, or don't you have any idea which ones you're going to drop first?
First thing is going to be, I guess, the mixtape that we're doing with DJ Drama, me and Daz are doing. You know what I mean? The one after that's probably going to be first to drop is the Dog Pound album, 100 Ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? First thing that we plan on slapping across with Irvin.
Okay. Now, problem. One thing that I've noticed about you and Terrace is that you seem less stuck on negativity, but more about having fun. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir. I am that guy. Yeah, man. You know, like, bro, we've been. That's probably why the West has been held back for so long, man. It's like they don't want us to have fun. It seems like when we talk about having fun, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, if you from Cali, shit, it's so much fun out here. Hollywood is here, baby. Sunset is here. This is where it's at. Melrose is here. Beverly Hills is here. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like the typical story has been told 20 trillion times. Like, damn, let's break away from it. But there's still gonna be some of that in my music because that's what I'm farming, that's what I've seen. But that's not what I'm promoting. I'm not promoting the kill folk thing. I'm not into that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm fighting anyway. I'm one of the niggas that want to squad. We ain't got to shoot, man. Let's just take it back to the old days. I'm not into that funny shit, man. I feel like, man, we need to come together. Let's have some fun. Let's go to the party. Let's stop meme mugging. Let's go to the party to actually party.
I feel that.
You hear me? So, yeah, that's us, man. We ain't too big on that, man. But don't get that misconstrued at all. We're still men. Definitely.
Can you describe a typical studio session with you, Corrupt, and Terrace?
It depends on what room you're in. Because if Terrace is in the studio, it's probably just him in there with some candles and the lights are low. Him and the engineer. Me and Corrupt are somewhere smoking a lot of dope, talking a lot of shit to each other and about the game or whatever the fuck else is not working in our minds at that time. Okay, and then team be like, come on, y'all come in, let's get popping. And it's like, now it's just fly time, let's go. Sometimes we'll do songs where there's not a pen or a paper nowhere around us. Go in there and say 4 bars. All right, now you go say 3. Now you say 6 bars. All right, now let's put the hook on there. Let's go, then let's do it again. It just depends on the record or the vibe. All
right, so yeah, I think something that's Terrace always been real vocal about is that he's not a beat maker, he's a producer. And that's something that a lot of people mix up.
Yeah, man, he puts together records, man. He sonically, nobody from the new, no disrespect to anybody, but nobody from the new school has the ear that he has. He's been raising this game, and he's been under the umbrella for a long time. So he knows the do's and don'ts of music. Talking about like the technical side of it.
That's right.
And so, and a lot of people don't know that, so We have to put him on another pedestal. He can't be where the other producers are at, or beat makers, or whatever you want to call these people. This guy right here, man, he honestly don't have to make the beat, and he's gonna produce the track because he's gonna tell you what needs to go where.
Yeah,
what horn needs to come out, what kick needs to drop out, what can we do to make each person's verse the original. And give it that to make everybody understand it. That's what he's demanding.
That's right. Okay. So did we miss anything? I think we covered pretty much everything. Is there anything else you want to let everybody know?
I'm toe up, man. Shit, keep toe up with me all summer, and I got something coming, man. Bounce Rock Skate with us all summer, man. And I gotta talk to Corrupt when we get off this, but you might see us together or something. I just got the word from somewhere, so just be posted. You might see us out doing something. You hear me?
Yeah. All right. Corrupt, any last words?
Nothing. Just get ready for these new albums to be coming, man. That Problems new album.
Yes.
Smart mixtape, you know what I'm saying? That Dog Pound Gangsta Brazil mixtape with DJ Drama. Shout out to DJ Drama for all his support and DJ Ski, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And I get ready for that 100 Ways, that Dog Pound album that we're doing, and all these different Corrupt collabos with these producers that's just supporting and actually taking the time out to make me a bomb-ass album, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have about 3 or 4 of these things just in the woodworks waiting. And it's all part of Corrupt catalog. I might mix them all up to one album. I might just dedicate to one album with the particular producer, but I don't know. You know, I'm definitely just loading up this ammunition for this major game. You heard me? So just keep your eyes open for those things right there, and get ready for this Roscoe DeSoto West Coast Customs album that he's got that I'm going to be dropping through Fontana. So we're doing this.
All
working on his solo album right now. You know, he's in the lab. I keep David in the lab, you know what I'm saying? To keep things pulsating and making new fresh things. You know, I got this channel with Fontana that I'm doing. I'm just going to be distributing Roscoe albums. I'm going to be distributing some Corrupt Records through there, you know what I'm saying? And along that line, you know what I'm saying? So you can definitely, through my Fontana deal, you can definitely expect a Corrupt independent album to be dropping. More Dog Pound independent records. The way me and Dad look at it is, we'll be dropping Under the Radar records, which will just be straight independent albums that we'll be releasing through Fontana and through the independent market, through Ingrooves and the iTunes market, and through the internet, you know what I'm saying? And then you're going to have our major releases as well, like 100 Ways is me and Dad's first major release that we're going to be releasing through the major market again. One of my solo albums, you know, I'm definitely dedicated to going to the Under the Radar system through Fontana, so you know, we definitely gonna be doing both games. Gotta do it.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, and I'm gonna be dropping a lot of music. Like every week, you're probably gonna hear something new from me. So know that, Nemus. You know this album. You're getting a lot of new music from me. I got some surprises. I was just playing a record for Corrupt with me and Damani. I got Damani on his tip, and I got one with me and Roscoe. I'm probably gonna shoot out to it a little bit too. So.
All right, so can people expect to hear those on WCNN?